Sure, Matt. So there's lots of things to learn on the page. The main purpose is basically to give us an idea of when the first useful rains for agricultural purposes fall over tropical Australia. We use 50 millimetres of rainfall after the 1st of September as our definition of those first useful rains. And the product is not saying how much rain we will get or exactly when we will get it, but what it does is saying is that compared to the normal time that we see those first 50 millimetres of rain after September 1, whether with this season we're likely to see an early or a later onset date.
It's interesting information. How does the Weather Bureau, give us that insight onto how you crunch the numbers and come to some of these conclusions?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it is a quite a long-term outlook. Potentially, we're in June, so we're at least a couple of months away now until those onset dates occur after the 1st of September. So, what we really need is broad-scale climate drivers. So, this year in particular is a good one in that regard because we have a developing and strengthening El Niño. And while that gives us a bit more confidence in our forecasts, unfortunately, the forecasts are not particularly good news for people in agricultural industries because El Niño for Northern Australia generally means less rainfall than average. And as far as rainfall onset goes, it's likely that we will see a later than usual onset date.
I'm looking at the web page right now for our territory listeners. What is that forecast?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's a less likely chance that we will see an early onset, so it won't say exactly when the date will be. But traditionally, in the northwest of the Top End in particular, we're looking at sort of late October to early November is our average time when we see that first 50 mils after September 1. This season, it looks like it's going to be later, and pretty much over all of Northern Australia, we're seeing that particular trend that it's going to be later than usual. So, as people know, there is a fair bit of variability in the type of rainfall that we get at this time of the year, and it should be pointed out that this tool predict something that is much different than the actual monsoon onset, which is when we get those widespread rainfall events, generally from about Christmas, New Year's time. So this is a different tool. This is talking about just these first 50 millimetres that recharge the ground after the dry season. So at this time of the year, the early part of the wet season, often the rainfall is a little bit patchy, so it might be more sort of showers and storms as opposed to those really widespread rainfall events that we get in the monsoon conditions. So that's a little bit different than that, but even the monsoon as well usually comes on a little bit later in an El Niño conditions. But this rainfall onset tool is saying that compared to the dates, which are around later October, early November in the northwest of the Top End, we're still looking at a later onset date.
And if I'm reading the website correctly, it looks like the Cape York region in Queensland can expect a really late start to the wet season.
That's true, and generally parts of eastern Australia can be really adversely affected by El Niño conditions, and that's pretty much indicated by that. Well, having said that, though, if you go further down the Queensland coast, the actual onset date looks like it's going to be pretty close to average, but they're sort of dictated by different type of conditions because they often have the type of wind flow that pushes rainfall onto the coast there, and it's also enhanced by the mountain ranges that they have along there. So a little bit different, but certainly as far as northern Queensland goes, I think they will be severely affected by El Niño, or at least the potential is there, and hence a later onset date.
Now, have you, it's only been up and running for a day, but have you had any feedback from the agricultural sector?
Yes, we've already had some positive feedback. So basically been told that this is potentially a useful tool for a lot of people, certainly as far as decision making goes in planting crops and the way that pasture can be administered can potentially be enhanced by this product. And that's pretty much its value why we produce this tool, because there has been a lot of feedback from the agricultural industry that something like this would be very useful to them. So it's pretty much an enhancement of the normal rainfall and temperature outlook products that the Bureau has been producing for some time now, but really with that tropical flavour. And it's very good for people who are trying to get things started after dry conditions that affect the tropical north at this time of the year. So very happy that we've already had a bit of positive feedback, and hopefully this will be a useful tool for many interests.
Excellent. And at the moment, the regional outlooks include the Ord River region and the Kimberley, Darwin Daly, Cape York, Mount Isa and Bowen. Are we likely to see more regional areas added to that as this sort of page grows and develops?
Yeah, probably not this season. It's still in its introductory phase, and they're the areas we've got at this stage. But certainly if there's interest there for other people and other regions, there's no reason at all why that can't be developed over time. So if you're keen and you think that your area should get a mention on the page, get in touch with us, and we'll see what can happen as the years go by.
Beauty. So we've now got the forecast on the chance of when the northern rainfall onset will arrive. When's the earliest we can get the outlook for the overall wet season, Greg?
That will probably be sometime during October. So the typical wet season / cyclone season outlooks usually come by in the middle of October. As far as I know, that's going to be the way it is at this stage. But as an early indication, as I said, with the El Nino, that's and potentially a strong El Nino developing this year, gives us a bit of a hint that tropical cyclone season will be perhaps a bit less active than usual, and that monsoon onset date will also be a little bit later than normal.
Okay. Hey, thanks so much for coming onto the Country Hour today and having a chat about this. We'll put links to it up on our website and our Facebook page. It looks good. Appreciate your time.
No worries. That's great. Thanks, Matt.